One of the reasons I love working here is the chance to hear people like the people we'll hear next. We're going to travel into the mountains of Appalachia this morning to hear church music that has not changed since the 1700s. The hymns of the old regular Baptist church are sung in a style that was brought here by British colonists. It's called lined out singing. And today that music becomes part of our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America. NPR's John Burnett reports from Sassafras, Kentucky.
The town of Sassafras is hidden in a hollow between mountainsides covered with sugar maple and yellow buckeye and shot through with veins of bituminous coal. On this Saturday morning, several hundred men and women, solidly built with square faces, have gathered in a Depression-era building to worship and sing. They settle into green cushioned pews in a large, well-lit sanctuary. One of the men sitting behind the pulpit, under the picture of a kneeling Jesus, feels moved to start a song. He sings a line of a hymn. Once the congregation recognizes it, they repeat the line in unison, their voices rising in a minor mode. This is what's called lined out hymnody.
Milk and honey flow.
Unlike the Southern a cappella tradition of sacred harp or shape note singing, lined out hymns have no musical notation. People listen and they sing. The tradition began when churches didn't have songbooks.
When shall I see my Father's face?
You can hear in this singing the same mournful quality you hear in the voice of bluegrass legend Ralph Stanley. He grew up in this very musical ecosystem just across the Kentucky-Virginia border. Geraldine Eisen drove to this service from Blair Branch Old Regular Baptist Church in Letcher County, Kentucky.
I've grown up all my life hearing these songs, and when I was younger, I didn't like them. I thought they were too sad, but now I love them.
She's here for the annual reunion of the Indian Bottom Association, the largest group within the various branches of the Old Regular Baptist Church, and the one that has worked the hardest to preserve these old songs.
And my mother, I can remember her singing, like, Little Bessie, something real sad. I'd beg her to not do that, not sing.
Joanne Copley and Gertie Eisen remember Little Bessie, too.
Hug me closer, closer, mother. Put your arms around me tight, for I'm cold and tired, dear mother.
Church members don't consider this music sorrowful. Danny Ambergee is a retired state road inspector.
As far as being just a mournful, sad singing, and a lot of people look at it that way, but it's not really. If you know the song, know what we're singing about, we're giving praise to God.
Don Pratt is a retired assistant school superintendent.
It's been a part of my life from the beginning, and it's a joyful sound. It's a sound that touches your heart.
Why it is I cannot rest.
I still think it's sad.
At noonday, after the Saturday morning service, the ladies of the church have laid out a feast. Fried chicken, ham slices, field peas, deviled eggs, and cornbread, banana pudding, dirt pudding, cherry pie, apple pie, vanilla cake, and dump cake. This is southeastern Kentucky, where the morning mist settles in valleys like milk in a bowl, where a quarter of the population lives in poverty, and whose isolated communities are bound by food, family, and faith. This is from a recording released a decade ago by the Smithsonian Folkways label. The songs of the Old Regular Baptists are considered the oldest English language religious music passed down orally in America. But the tradition here in Appalachia is more than sacred song. the music is part of the moral universe in which the old regular Baptists dwell, a vivid faith life of baptism in cold water creeks, repentance, and salvation.
Yes, I want to go to heaven someday. I want to hear him say, when the gates are swing wide, come in, you blessed of my Father, unto the joy of the Lord. Amen. And God, people, enter in. What a day it's going to be.
On Sunday morning, the Baptists are back in their pews. A succession of pastors, called moderators, steps up to the pulpit for spontaneous sermons. That was Brother Don Pratt. The preacher who brings the service to a crescendo is Elwood Cornett, a 76-year-old retired school administrator who heads up the Indian Bottom Association.
Whoa, but the key is Jesus!
According to attendance records announced at this year's reunion, there are 1,744 old regular Baptists in 41 congregations that make up the Indian Bottom Association, but their numbers shrink a little every year. The room is mostly gray heads, and Elwood Cornett worries about continuity. He says they need more young families.
My grandfather was born 100 years before I was. My mother said that he sang this very way, and I sang this very way, and I'm committed to doing what I can to keep this sound alive. I want it to be around 100 years from now.
While the old regular Baptists wait on the Lord to return, they sing their sacred songs here in the mountains, living, as they say, in the world, but not of the world. John Burnett, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.